Thank you for joining me to hear about the Forbes feud with the Leslies. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. Now here's how the story begins. In the late 14th century, Sir Andrew Leslie, the 3rd Baron of Balkine, was known to have a voracious sexual appetite. From what we can tell, he may have sired over 70 illegitimate, or what they called natural, children who took his surname. One of these natural sons was Red Sir Andrew Leslie of Pitscurry, who shared his father's passions. In 1400, Red Sir Andrew absconded with the daughter of Thomas Bissett. She was known as the Fair Maid of Kenmay, and was already betrothed to Sir John Forbes of Dermeenor, known as John of the Black Lip, due to a facial birthmark. Now, at 50 years old, Sir John was the crowner or sheriff of Aberdeenshire. He had lost his first wife, Elizabeth Kennedy, and the Maid of Kenmay was to be his second wife. Now, in retaliation, Sir John and his men attacked and burned Balkine Castle, the ancestral home of the Leslies. Of course, in revenge, Red Sir Andrew and his men destroyed Sir John's castle, Dremeenor, and devastated much of the Forbes lands and killed many of his tenants. In doing so, he made a great enemy of the Earl of Huntly, a powerful ally of Sir John. Now, Red Sir Andrew escaped to an old Leslie fortress on the peak of Benahee. He remained there until he made his peace with the Earl of Mar and returned to the Balkine Castle. However, the skirmishes between the families of Forbes and Leslies continued. Once again, Red Sir Andrew was forced to withdraw to his fortress on Benahee. In January 1419, Sir John's ally, Alexander Ogilvy, who was then the Sheriff of Angus, assembled a force against Sir John. Leslie, with his friends and vassals, battled them at Braco, about 2 miles from Benahee. Red Sir John was eventually killed, along with many of his men. So much for Red Sir John, but the feud simmered for several generations until it burst into flames in the 1520s. Now, in March of 1518, the town council and merchants of Aberdeen determined that only sons or sons-in-law of the current burgesses could become a burgess of a guild. Now, this was extremely unpopular, since burgesses could engage in trade or vote in city elections. When the new elections came around in 1525, Alexander Seton of Meldrum, John Leslie of Wardhouse, and William Leslie of Balkine entered Aberdeen during the night, and with them were about 80 men armed with spears and other weapons. They clashed with the citizens of the city, who eventually drove them out. As a result, unfortunately, about 80 of the inhabitants were either killed or wounded, among whom were several of the magistrates and 12-year-old William Forbes, the son of John, 6th Lord Forbes. Lord Forbes retaliated by capturing and demolishing, again, the clan seat at Balkine Castle. Lord Forbes was fined for this action. Then, on January 27th, 1527, two of Lord Forbes' sons, William, Master of Forbes, and later the 7th Lord Forbes, and Alexander, were indicted for the participation in the killing of Alexander Seton of Meldrum, John Leslie in Kinnaughty, and Malcolm Leslie in Garioch. Alexander Forbes himself was slain on February 9th of the same year by 3 of the Leslies, for which deed they obtained a remission under the Privy Seal on February 9th, 1527. A month later, Lord Forbes and Leslie of Balkine entered into a mutual agreement to keep the peace. William, the Master of Forbes, then about 14 years old, was later exonerated and attained a remission under the Great Seal on October 10th, 1530. The Forbeses exacted the ultimate revenge another 100 years later when they assumed control of the entire barony of Leslie. Now, by 1615, George, the 8th Lord Leslie, and John Leslie of Pitkeppel had assumed most of the debts for James Leslie of Otterston. However, he could not immediately pay this massive debt. The bond changed hands and was eventually assumed by John Forbes of Ensign, third son of William Forbes of Monymusk, in 1617. As a result, George Leslie executed a disposition of the barony of Leslie in favor of John Forbes of Ensign in 1618. Therefore, Forbes received the charter of the barony of Leslie from King James VI in 1619. John Forbes became the Baron of Leslie. And in 1620, Leslie refused to implement this transaction, but Forbes was successful in his legal action to press this suit. John Forbes, now of Leslie, married Anna Leslie, daughter of Patrick Leslie, the first Lord Lindores. Their son was William Forbes, the second Laird of Leslie. It was William Forbes that rebuilt Leslie Castle and placed an inscription on the wall dated June 17, 1661. He also included his own Forbes of Leslie coat of arms on the wall of the castle. Unfortunately, due to his mounting debts, his ancestor, the fourth Laird, David Forbes of Leslie, was forced to sell the barony of Leslie in 1771 to the Leiths of Leith Hall. By 1820, Leslie Castle was roofless and in ruin. By 1979, Aberdeen architect David Leslie bought the baronial title and restored the family castle using stones from cottages on neighboring estates. In 1989, he and his wife opened the castle as a luxury bed and breakfast. The castle has changed hands several times and now operates as a guest house by the current owners, who also bought the title of the barony. And that is the story about the Forbes feud with the Leslies. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website, Facebook page, Instagram account, or YouTube channel. Just search for Clan Forbes Society.